Hey guys, it's Ro Wicker here, and you're listening to the very first Project Terraria Respawn podcast. Now, Project Terraria Respawn is a organization that has sprung up because of the lack of Terraria players and wiki members on the IGN website. And we're just here to, you know, get the community back up and make it so that Terraria is no longer Minecraft's understudy, but Minecraft's equivalent. A whole different game from Minecraft, just not like... not something that people don't want to play because it's just 2D Minecraft or whatever. And we're just here to, you know, fix it up. So if you guys could go ahead and head over to the IGN website, go to Terraria Wiki, and if you love Terraria, just start typing it in, man. We've got a lot of stuff there that you might want to check out. We got a lot of open spaces. We definitely need some more editors and wikiers. Wikiers, I'm not sure if that's the right word or not, but we definitely need some more of those because we have tons of more items to put in the game. Well, it's not to put in the game, but to put in the wiki that are in the game right now that we still haven't gotten a page for yet because, I mean, there's just so many that we can't do in a small amount of time with these, like, four or five people that we have already. And, it'd just be cool if you guys could help us out here. But today, that's not what we're talking about. Today, we're talking about the console version of Terraria. And something I love about the console version of Terraria is the integration of the map. Now, the map has been something that we have modded for, we have asked for, we have attained through, like, modding for a long time now. But for it to be integrated into the game and for it to be very stable and not a mod that could risk, like, messing up your game, for it to be a stable component of the game is just amazing. And I never really used the map mod, so I didn't really know. But I never really grasped the vast expansiveness of the Terraria world. If you look at one of the Terraria maps, it is huge. Like, it's easily one of the biggest maps I've ever seen in any sandbox game. And there's three different levels. There's small, medium, and large. And small is huge. And large is Gigantosaurus Rexus. It's so amazing. That's something I'm definitely looking forward to. Other than that, they said we're going to get new content. I'm not sure what that new content's going to be, but Hero, I think it was this week or something, posted a picture that the girlfriend of the creative Terraria put out. And it was a picture of a cactus house with cactus NCPs and cactus accessories, like a cactus table and just a cactus plant and stuff like that on top of the cactus table. And I'm not going to say I was expecting more, because really, I wasn't expecting any DLC at all, any, like, new content at all. But I'm not sure if cactus requirements is what I really wanted. We're getting a new boss, I know that. We're getting some new items, but it looks like the biggest thing is the cactus. Well, I'm not sure yet, but it looks like the biggest thing that we've seen so far is the cactus. And that's just... I don't want to say it's not enough because it's amazing, but it's just weird to me. But, other than that, there's the split screen on HGTV only, and that is something that I mean, I'm okay with because I have an HGTV, but some people might not be okay with because some people don't have HGTVs yet. But I think the split screen thing is going to be really good as long as nothing's too small. It's it's two-player and four-player split screen. I'm not sure about three-player. They never really announced it. But I hope it's just not. I hope nothing's too small. Because that's probably the main problem. I really wouldn't care if the graphics went down just a bit when you played split screen because of the fact that you can't really turn the graphics down that much besides lighting. And... It just can't be small. If it's small, then I think a lot of people are going to have a problem. But I like how they integrated split screen, and I think that's something that a lot of games should do now because of the fact that we've kind of lost our appeal to sit-at-home gaming. Not what I meant to say. Sit-at-home gaming by, like, two people on a couch gaming because most games don't support the split screen aspect. Some games support it, like Call of Duty and Black Ops, and let's see what else is there. There's Starhawk, and all sorts of battle royale, and I'm pretty sure there's a lot of there's Minecraft on Xbox, and I just think that with Terraria being split screen, me myself is gonna have a lot of fun with that because I have friends who play Terraria with me online on my computer, and they live like right next to me, so I think that's gonna be a big addition. I'm just waiting to see that, but other than that, I'm just waiting for it to come out, man. The 27th, I think, 30, yeah, no, not 37th, and that's not even the real number, 27th, I want to say, I'm not sure, that's what I heard, but I could be wrong, I could be very wrong, but, wait for that to come out, make sure you guys go and keep up with the podcast. This is the very first episode, we're gonna have special guests, and if you guys want to be special guests, just email me at themindnextdoor@gmail.com, I'll put that somewhere in the description. And, yeah, stay mining, guys.